This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Yeah, it's time to empower, educate, and encourage all women to motivate you through whatever you've been going through. We can talk about it. We ain't passing no judgment. So don't be ashamed. It's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane. It's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane. Come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane. Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. Tune into your lane talk show. It makes us feel good just to know we're not alone. No more will we feel isolated and cast aside. I want you to come out the dark. Just don't be afraid of your heart. So don't be ashamed, it's all the same. Stay in your lane. Your lane, it's whatever your real life looks like. Stay in your lane, come out the dark and don't be ashamed. Your lane, let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your lane talk show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to Your Lane Talk Show with your favorite coach on a good Sunday afternoon, Coach Trish Hanna, and I'm happy to be in your company today. I am broadcasting live from Nassau, Bahamas. This is the place where Jesus lives, all right? And I'm on the Guardian 96.9 FM dial. If you are joining us for the very first time, welcome to the show. Yay! Your Lane Talk Show was created to educate, empower, and encourage women of all ages. But I have you to know, from the time I started Your Lane on Guardian Talk Radio, we haven't really been saying any, we haven't had any topics that were gender specific. Like, everything was just about, you know, generic things about parenting, about our culture, etc. So, and testimony. So, even though it's a women's talk show, of course, we would always welcome our men, because most of the topics you can actually relate to anyway, all right? So welcome, welcome, welcome. And so there's so much to talk about. There's so much to share and uncover. But before we even do that, today we're going to continue on with our powerful series on children's dreams. This is our third conversation for the month in the series, and we're diving even deeper into the spiritual side. Today's topic is entitled Identifying Demonic Activities in Our Children's Dreams. And I did an interview last week, Sunday, with, even before I talk about that, I want to correct some things. Last week, Friday, I was on Morning Blend with Dwight Strawn, and I wanted to correct this real quick. Now, when I was with him, there were some things that I said, and when I actually tuned in to listen to it myself, I was like, oh my goodness, like I cringed. One of the things is that, you know, the story that I always talk about, I discuss the story about Jacob and Joseph, right? In that, I referenced that it was Genesis chapter 38. It is not Genesis chapter 38. It's Genesis chapter 37, okay? So please, please don't blame my... Well, actually, you can't blame my head. You can't blame my head, because I completely got, I forgot. And that happens from time to time. We're human. And another thing, I think it was, so if you want to know the story about Joseph, and you want to know the story about Jacob and Joseph, you can read Genesis chapter 37 about the dream that Joseph said to his family, okay? Also, there was something else that I spoke about. I spoke about the demonic dreams, the godly dreams, and soul dreams. But guess what? I said the body dreams were the ones that we focus primarily on, our mind, will, and emotions. Those are things that we dwell on, and then we tend to dream them as time goes. But that is not the case, okay? body dreams are usually developed during times when we are on medication or we're sedated in some way, okay? Now, soulish dreams, because I did say soulish, but I actually ended up saying body first. So I just want to make sure that there's no confusion. There's no confusion, because if I ask God to open my mouth and fill it, I want him to do just that. So the soulish dreams are dreams that occur when we allow our mind, will, and emotions to take over. And I can give you a good example, a prime example of that. My daughter is only 7 years old, and she loves Sephora, and she also loves the food store. She loves Sephora because of the little knickknacks and stuff, the little facial stuff, whatever have you, her and apparently her entire crew of friends. And then she loves the food store because in the food store, that's where she gets her little snacks from, either me or my husband, her dad, you know. And so the dream she had was like, she said, Mom, you and I went in the store together, and there's this little section where the pharmacy and things are. She said that was really not a pharmacy. It was Sephora. And she said there were so many nice things inside there. And she asked me if I can take her over to see the stuff. And I said no. And I told her, according to her, I told her, we'll see it when we come back. So to me, while she was saying that, I didn't even dismiss her, even though I already knew within myself, yeah, that's a soulish dream, right? So that's an example of one where something that they like so much, there's something that they desire so much, there's something that they think about so much that they end up dreaming it. So I just wanted to clarify that. I don't ever want to give misinformation, especially on the airways, because I know how cunning the enemy is. But I also want to reinforce the fact that whatever I say, whatever my guests say, whatever your pastors say, please research and study for yourself. That's a really good example. And I say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you that I'm humbled enough to actually come back on thank you for humbling me enough to come back on to clarify whatever mistakes I may have said on the airways. I don't ever want to put myself or anyone else in that situation, okay? And finally, I was referencing the dog, and I was telling Dwight that dogs have various definitions, right? And of course, we spoke about the good way of a dog, which is their loyalty, their commitment, the fact that they can be obedient, etc. And there's also the way that the Bible describes most dogs, more like being unclean, especially if it's a dog that bites you, you know, that's demonic. And the scripture reference that I could not remember was Matthew chapter 15, verses 26 to 27. That's with the Gentile woman who came to Jesus asking Jesus to deliver her daughter. Okay, and so because she's a Gentile, Jesus was like, listen here, I'm not going to give the children's bread and throw it to the dogs, you know. And then the lady was like, even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And I wanted to clarify that because I don't like to be put on the spot and don't remember things. So I want to put it back on the airway, Satan, in the name of Jesus, that is where that scripture is. That's what I was trying to reference that I could not remember. So if you want to know, and then I also found another scripture that was really meaningful in Philippians chapter 3, verse 2. It says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutilation, which means clearly that the form that the Bible used states that dogs in that manner are unclean and unworthy, okay? So when you're actually going through trying to interpret or find revelations for your children's dreams or even for yourself, be mindful, okay, that the scripture, that symbols have various definitions, and you ask Holy Spirit to help you find out what that revelation is or what the symbol means in that particular context. All right. I just had to clear that. Now, last week we had with us Pastor Kevin L.A. Ewing on episode 146. It's called Understanding the Spectrum of Children's Dreams. Man, he did so much. Nah, he was just power packed as always. He has never disappointed us, right? And so, of course, you want to go and listen to that. You'll find that on YouTube. Just look up Coach Trish Hannah, episode 146. Now, as parents and guardians, it's important to recognize when the enemy is trying to sow fear within our children, all right? The enemy tries to bring out confusion. The enemy tries to bring up deception. And, of course, today In today's discussion, we are going to give you some biblical insight and practical tools to discern, to cover, and also protect the destiny God has placed within our children, all right? And so get ready. This episode is going to equip you to guard your children's spiritual lives like never before. Now, there are lots of ways that we can be heard on today's show. Of course, you can listen to Guardian 96.9 FM. We're also on channel 969 on cable. We're also on BTC Flow channel 612. Now, for those who have the Guardian app, we're on the Guardian app as well. And that's for Android and Apple. And then you can also listen to us on the website, www.guardiantalkradio.com. And then finally, for my Facebook audience, those who just always up and just, this is the way that they want to stream and listen to us, that's fine. You can do that. You can go to Coach Trish Hanna on YouTube or Your Lane Life Coaching on Facebook. So those are so many different ways that you can listen. There's absolutely no excuse to hear to not hear what we can do to protect our children and their dreams. Your Lane Talk Show, episode 147, Identifying Demonic Activities in Our Children's Dreams, brought to you by Your Lane Life Coaching, John Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, The Perfume Bar, CT Management, Bake Party World, Template, Bahama Odds and Ends Party Supplies, and Job 33:14 Dream Wear. Go contact a friend. Tell them that Your Lane Life Coach, Your Lane Talk Show is on. Go right ahead and let them know, hey, I want you to know about your children's dreams. I want you to know what's going on how to identify demonic strongholds that may try to hinder your children while they sleep, etc. Go, if you love your children and if you love children, you want to know as much information on how to protect them as possible. Now, I want to introduce our speaker for today. His name is Pastor Alan D. Johnson. Pastor Johnson was born in Brooklyn, New York, and he's now residing in Jacksonville, North Carolina, with his wonderful, beautiful helpmeet, Lisa Marie. A veteran of both the U.S. Army and Navy, Pastor Johnson has ministered across the U.S., Europe, and Southeast Asia. He has served faithfully in various roles, including teacher, evangelist, and prison ministry outreach, and is currently under the leadership of Pastor Jonathan Cook at the Sanctuary of Jacksonville. Pastor Johnson is also ambassador for Anchor Bible College, where he earned a graduate degree in biblical studies and is pursuing a master's in Christian counseling. Together with his wife, he founded Restore and Unify Radio, an online gospel station, and is actively expanding Restore and Unify Ministries International with churches and Bible training in Kenya, Africa. I want to welcome you, Pastor Allen, to Your Lane Talk Show. Let me get you on here. There you go. Welcome, sir. How are you? Can't hear you. Christoph, I can't hear him. Pastor Allen, we're unable to hear you. We were able to hear you just before we came on, but we can't hear you now. You know what I'm going to do? Let's take a quick break so we can find out what's going on. Because he was on and we could hear him very, very clearly just before we were airing, before we aired. So let's find out what is happening and then we'll get right back to you, okay? Parents, don't ignore your children's dreams. In Genesis 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father dismissed them,
those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal, a tool to help you capture and protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon. Let's guard the destiny in our children's dreams together.
The Perfume Bar is having a September to remember store-wide sale. We know you've been busy getting the kids back to school. Now it's time to focus on you. Visit our flagship store, Bay Street and Parliament Street, to experience huge savings on designer fragrances, skincare, and cosmetics. September is something to remember when you shop at the Perfume Bar, Bay and Parliament Street.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. While your clothes is good, sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey, there you go, there you go. All right, everyone. So I think we solved this technical difficulty issue. Pastor Allen, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining us on Your Lane Talk Show. It's a privilege having you on board with us. And, you know, So many different things, all the different places you've been and all these other things. We're just so grateful because I know that you're so knowledgeable based on your experience. But before we even begin with anything, Pastor Allen, whenever I have somebody on my show who's married, I always tell them, hey, I want you to salute your spouse. So I just want you to take just a couple seconds, about 3, 4, or 5 seconds, so that you can salute your helpmeet for me, please.
Oh, yes. Lisa Johnson's fantastic. We've been married close to 7 years now. And we both had some bad experiences before we got married in marriage. And when we met, sometimes you bring a little bit of your stuff in from the past, but eventually after so many years, you know, we've gotten over that. We've gotten past that.
Good.
We were able to sit down and talk. Mm-hmm. I actually call her, nickname for me is the incubator.
Awesome.
And she takes stuff in and she reminds me. Also, the grandkids call her super grandma, mm-hmm. super grandma. So she's all. The thing about her is she's always there preparing, making sure everything's okay. When I have to go to work, okay. Food's right. done, everything's prepared. She's making sure I get on my truck. She watches after the kids. I mean, she's all over the place. She's a superwoman. No complaints. I mean, it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I love
She's my life. She's my love. She's my best friend.
Amen. Thank you.
She travels with me in ministry. She does, you know, things out of the ordinary that a lot of women would not do. And right. I tip my hat on. She's also my administrator.
Mm-hmm. Lisa so Marie, we salute you. We salute mm-hmm. you. Amen.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm blessed.
I can imagine. So, sir, Pastor Johnson, based on what I've read, you know, in your bio, you've served in ministry across different regions and cultures, including Europe, Southeast Africa, those are the ones that I remember. Africa, yeah.
Yes.
Southeast Asia and Africa, right?
Yes.
And from your experience, how do different cultures view children's dreams and spiritual activity in them?
Well, what I see, like, for example, and I think the difference between the children there and the children here. Let's say, for example, I'm in the United States. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are in the Bahamas. So in those countries, there's a more of a type of discipline where the parents would discipline and bring up the children in a way that they would be subject and submissive to their parents. Whereas in America, it's a total 180 degrees from probably the Bahamas or from what I've seen from China, from Japan, from Africa, especially Kenya. And now they have laws here where you cannot chastise, you cannot discipline your kids, mm-hmm. but there's still parents that do. And so it brings the kid and basically the environment that they're in, there's a lot of rebellion. There's a lot of free will for the kids. The kids can pretty much have their way in a lot of ways. Not that I'm knocking America for that, because mm-hmm. some parents have been abusing their children. But I still think that children need to be disciplined. Children need to be taught the correct way to be brought up. And if they sassy or talk back to their parents, oh, yes, you need to discipline. In those countries, the children are more well-mannered. They're more well-disciplined. And I think with the dreams that the children have there, mm-hmm. they don't have a lot of nightmares. They don't have a lot of things that in the dreams that are leading to violence or stuff like in America, or things where Satan's attacking them in their sleep and stuff like that, because their parents bring them up around a peaceful, a more orderly household. Mm. So the parents tend to be a little bit more stricter, but at the same time, they bring up the kids in the right way. And it's a different mindset, if you can understand, from America, where children hear the parents, sometimes the parents don't care. They're rebellious. They do what they do. They talk back. Mm-hmm. Where in the Bahamas, you get a back slap in a minute. In Jamaica, you would get a back slap in a minute.
Mm-hmm. So you feel as if in like Europe and South Asia and Africa, that it's not as the children don't experience as much demonic activity in their dreams. Is that what you're saying? Just for clarification.
Not as much as unless you have parents that are actually in the occult or in witchcraft or in divination, then that's a different situation. Mm-hmm. Yes. If I've seen that where if the parents were in it, like in Africa, I've seen kids, they had nightmares. Some had dreams where animals were probably attacking them and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the households that are in Europe and other places, some of the, I'm talking about the ones that don't mess with witchcraft, more than likely the kids are going to have just the normal dreams in regards to their destiny. A safe example, if they're brought up knowing God in those countries, yes, they're going to know, they're going to grow up and they're going to have dreams concerning their destiny or dreams concerning where they're going in life. For example, it's not like America where they idolize the dreams and visions, if you per se. People take the dreams a little bit more seriously overseas, and they take their relationship with God more seriously than here in America. I really do see that. And I was always from the outside looking in, because I lived in Germany. A lot of times I lived in France and Japan. So I'm an American that experienced America, but was blind to my own country. But then when I got outside of America, and most Americans that have traveled like I have extensively, they can look at their country and say, wow, we're spoiled. We're rotten.
So
we can have anything we
want. Sorry. There's a question already for you, sir. And
go ahead.
Someone is asking on Facebook, they say, are you saying that kids are dreaming based on where their location is?
Kids are dreaming not really based on their location, so much not their location, but it's dreaming based on how they're being brought up.
Their environment.
And their environment. Mm-hmm. Basically, when you look at Africa, for example, you have certain tribes in Africa that, let's say, for example, they don't have Jesus in their lives, or they have a lot of tribes that they still follow a little bit of their witchcraft, but yet they've accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior. So in a sense, it's sort of like straddling the fence. Yes, those dreams would come and impact those kids in various ways. Mm-hmm. It would come across, it depends on the situation. Like, for example, in the spirit realm, in the real world, we know the spirit realm is the real world. But I'm going to say this, for example. When you have dreams, it's part of your spiritual warfare. And we have weapons that we can use to fight. And part of those weapons, and the most important part of those weapons, is what? The gifts of the spirit. We don't talk about this a lot. We don't think about this being the weapons of our warfare, because we go to the scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4, for the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God through the pulling down of strongholds, right? But in this sense, when you're dealing with the weapons of the gifts of the Spirit, there are 9 gifts, and they're here for 5 reasons. They're here to fight. They're here to defend, and people may want to take notes. They're here, number three, to heal, number 4, to deliver, and number 5, to protect. Now, one of those gifts that mainly deal with visions and dreams, and we don't talk about this because I think the church gets this mixed up, is the gift of discerning of spirits. I agree. The gifts of discerning of spirits, along with the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, is the gift that mainly stands out in a child's dream and vision. So usually when it's a dream from God, he's going to deal with vision as well as dreams. And basically when the dreams operate, it's going to be the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom. Word of knowledge is when God reveals to the child what is hidden, what they don't know. The word of wisdom is insight that's given to you from the Holy Spirit on how to do that knowledge. And at the same time, it inspires the child to look at their destiny towards the future. A lot of people don't know that. So a lot of times I hear the word of God being taught on the gifts of the Spirit. And a lot of times it's not order. It's not the correct doctrine. And I want to expound on this because I think that this is very, very important when you're talking about dreams and visions with the children. Mm-hmm. People need to get a foundation of what this is all about. So the gift of discerning of spirits is God allowing you or allowing that child to actually see in the spirit realm. Not the gift of discernment, because we all say the gift of discernment. I don't mean to bust the church's bubble, but the gift of discernment is not a gift. It's an inward witness. The discernment is when you get a check in your spirit. If you can understand whether something's not right or something is right, mm-hmm. that's a check in your spirit. Now, when you talk about the gift of discerning of spirits, God will allow you to see in the spirit realm either through a dream vision or you can be translated, mm-hmm. or like Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, be caught up in the third heaven. So dreams and visions are part of this gift where you actually are in the spirit realm. Is either God's spirit dealing with you, according to your, and you, Kevin, talked about in Job chapter 33, mm-hmm. verse 14, or it's not the spirit of God in operation. The problem is with those nations that you talk about, and especially in America, sometimes we put more emphasis in the gift, in the dream, in the vision. And like you said, we become soulish and fleshly. Now, 85%, and this is going to bust your bubble, of the body of Christ falls into, but they use God's name and Jesus' name in it. Mm-hmm. And they always talk about God and Jesus, but it's them idolizing. See, what we sometimes do is we idolize the dreams and the visions. And then we start to ponder and we probe more and more towards the dream and the vision and not the one that gives the gifts. And this is where America's at. A lot of people are like that when they talk about the gifts. And I think in certain countries, especially in Africa, they have the giftings, but some of them don't understand what they have according to scripture. And this is where room is left open where the enemy can come in because they're not knowledgeable of what they have. And some people, what they do, they tend to idolize the dreams and the visions. Mm-hmm. So we don't think about God the Father, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We don't think about our paraclete in the Greek, our friend, the Holy Spirit, who shows us things that are hidden and teaches us all things. Mm-hmm. So let me lay a foundation. Before we even mention dreams and visions, we must also acknowledge this one thing, and this is what a lot of the church misses. It's the Godhead in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Godhead, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the deity. And even in the Bibles, if you look at different versions of the Bible, and this will blow your mind too, when you're dealing with dreams, see, the Godhead is the power of God behind the gifts of the Spirit and those dreams. It's the preeminence of God. It's supposed to be in us, but we don't teach on it always that it's in us in Christ Jesus. See, God's deity is that power that works in us and in our children. And the Godhead works through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through dreams, through visions. See, it's God that's given it to us. And see, what we need to understand, we got to get to the point, and the number one problem that we have mainly in the world and mainly in the Western world, is us idolizing, putting more emphasis in the dreams in the fleshly, soulish way over the Godhead that controls the dreams. See, dreams were not made, because I get a lot of people that call us, and I have another friend named Nelson. He has a line called Dream Interpretations. And we got a lot of those spiritual groupies, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're just here just to hear a word, just to feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. But they don't understand that dreams are part of the warfare that we fight. It's not a cliche. No. It's not a fleshly desire of what we can get out of God. It's hocus pocus, alakazam, stuff like what people are thinking. Oh, can you interpret my, I had one lady call me, can you interpret my daughter's dream? I said, well, I need to hear from your daughter. And pretty much she wanted to play games on the phone back and forth. And it was more like they were not even living for God, Trishanna. Mm-hmm. But they wanted to know what the dream meant. And a lot of times when you're idolizing these dreams and when you're in the flesh, almost 90% of the time, your dreams are going to be warnings. Yeah. Warnings towards you getting your life right with Christ, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or stopping the sin that you're doing in your life. But you want me to interpret, you want to waste my time asking me about a dream that's not really edifying. And you know you're living in sin. So guess what? When you act like that, the spirit passes on down to your children. If you're into witchcraft, more than likely they're going to have nightmares. If you're off into sexual immorality, oh, they're going to be having dreams about that. They're going to wake up screaming. You know, it's silly how we don't look at the dreams as far as the Godhead is concerned. Mm-hmm. And let me show you something. See, a lot of people overlook the scripture in Colossians. And I want people to get this. I want you to write this down. And in the book of Colossians, all right, let's go to chapter 2. And let's look at verse 9. It says, for in him dwells all the fullness in Christ. And when he says in him, because we're supposed to be having a relationship with Christ, we're supposed to be in Christ, dwells all the fullness of what? The Godhead bodily, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that Jesus spoke about in Matthew. But it's in a New Testament form now. See, when Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 28, the New Testament church had not yet come in. He was introducing the kingdom of God, right? So what happens now, he's risen from the dead. Now all preeminence goes to what Jesus talked about in Matthew 28. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Godhead bodily. And it says that we are, in verse 10, are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities, head of all powers. What is this saying? We have the power of God. So we can dream. We can have visions that are from God. And God's spirit is in total control. That's if we're in Christ. Now, if we're not in Christ, no, it won't do. It won't work that way. I'll show you another thing, and this is going to blow your mind about the gifts of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And some people overread this as an oversight. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's look at verse 1. Now, Paul says something very interesting here. He says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I would not have you ignorant. I want you to know what you have and what I've given to you through the Godhead. And the Godhead's going to come up again in the scripture. But he's going to describe, first of all, the people that idolize dreams, the people that are walking in witchcraft first. He says, you know that you were Gentiles. We overread this. Carried away unto what? Underline it. Dumb idols, even as you were led. You were carried away by horoscopes. You were carried away by witchcraft. You were carried away by tarot cards. You were carried away by anything that's demonic. Remember that. And we bring this in our relationship with Jesus Christ, and we still think that we can open up the horoscope pages and still think we're all right with Christ. Oh, you get what I'm saying? Now, it says, this is interesting in verse 3. Wherefore I tell you, I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by who? The Holy Spirit. So what he's saying, he's defining something here. He says, I want you to understand this. If you're speaking by the Spirit of God, right? If you're speaking by the Spirit of God, you can't call Jesus a curse. And you can't say Jesus is Lord if you're operating under these dumb idols and wrong spirit. So what some of us are doing in the church, we're confessing Jesus, but we're operating in witchcraft. And what we're doing, we're setting up our household for this witchcraft to pass down from generation to generation to generation to our children. And we don't even know it. We're corrupting our children before they even find out what their purpose is. Are you getting what I'm saying? And it says right here, now there are diversity of gifts. This is interesting, number 4. There's diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. That's number 1. So the way the gifts, the different kinds of gifts are, and the way the Holy Spirit distributes the gifts, the Holy Spirit controls that. Now, there are differences in administration, but the same Lord Jesus, right? So the way it's administered down through the Spirit, and the Spirit gives it to us, Jesus controls the administration of it. These are the functions. Then, verse 6, there are diversity of operations. So if you were looking at a big corporation, listen to this. God would be the operations manager. Mm-hmm. Can't you see that in both of these scriptures, they specify and break down the Godhead, which we don't even acknowledge in the church anymore.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Allen, just to, as you were talking, it reminded me of a few things. One, if you recall when Daniel was trying to interpret, not was trying, but when Daniel interpreted the dream to the king, mm-hmm. I think it was Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar. He said mm-hmm. to him, listen here, this isn't me. This has nothing to do with me. This is God who's telling me you to interpret, giving me the interpretation to give to you. And then I also recall when Joseph went to Pharaoh as well, and he was recalling the dreams. He said, listen, don't put no spotlight on me, sir. Right. It is God who is giving me the insight so that I can tell you the revelation of your dream. And so I know that this is what you're trying to say is that, hey, look, don't look at the fact that it's a dream, because you have a lot of people who, like even on the show that I was on Friday, people spoke about how when they dream, they go straight to the numbers house. That's what they do to gambling, mm-hmm. because the numbers and stuff will mean that let me go. That means I need to go get play this number so that I could win a little something, so I could win the lotto. But we're taking advantage of something that God has actually placed and instilled within us. And then we're also not being mindful of the fact that it's not the people. It's the Spirit of God who operates in the people for these interpretations to come into fruition. Exactly. So we don't want to idolize what dreams are. And that's another thing that I want to allow the parents to take in. Basically what you were saying is that, hey, yes, we want to ensure that our children, we understand their dreams, we want to ensure that we hear what they're saying, but we want Holy Spirit to do the interpretation, we want Holy Spirit to give us the revelation and the insight.
Precisely.
Exactly. And so that's the whole premise of this entire thing, is that no, we don't want to go on our own understanding, we want to seek first his kingdom so that he could give us the insight and revelation needed. And I absolutely love that. I want to go on to the next question, if you don't mind, sir.
Sure.
If that's okay with you. Yes. Now, I know you said that you worked in the prison ministry for a while, and I know that you've seen firsthand
the consequences of unaddressed spiritual battles in there, right? How important is it for parents to discern demonic activity in their children's dreams, even early on, before it manifests in behavior later in life?
What they need to do is look at, and they need to monitor their children in everything that they do, first of all. When they start seeing traits, because kids, they pick up these bad habits from TV, television, especially here in America. I don't know about the Bahamas, but I know here, the games that they play, like Sonic, or you know, these games that they play, the TV, social media, parents are putting more emphasis on fashion and clothes and good looks, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when it gets to a point where you idolize that, or you call your kids come to school and they're picking at another kid because he doesn't have a pair of Nikes on. He has a pair of no-name sneakers, and they mock and make fun. Like I said, children's games, these movies that they watch. And now they even have teachers in the school system in America. And I mean, they're getting a little bit better, but they're telling the children about wickedness, Halloween, celebrating holidays that don't even exalt God. So you got to understand that they're around a lot of peer pressures from other kids that are disobedient in their household. So they watch what their kids do. They watch what the other parents' kids do. So they come back and they bring that back into your home. And it brings trouble. It brings chaos. Those are the behaviors. Watch who your children are playing with.
Come on.
Watch the children that they're playing with. Go to the children's parents and get to know their parents and see what they're all about and see if you're speaking the same thing. You know, you got to be careful who your kids are around. And I think that plays a role, and it goes to another thing that's a problem, and the emphasis is what Satan is doing in the church in the last years. We talk about their idolizing, and we got a lot of people that put the cart before the horse. So they think because their child may have a gift of the spirit or a dream or a vision that they're powerful, and that parent wants their kid to be I know some of the word of God, but the situation is you haven't gone through really anything to experience the word of God. We might go to church and hear a little word. Then all of a sudden what happens, pride tends to step in. We get a little bit selfish. And also, that's passed on down to the kids. So what's happening here, we get soulish. We want to be seen. We exalt ourselves based on the knowledge that we've never experienced. And we think we already arrived. Paul says, I haven't been apprehended yet. Mm-mm. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching for those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. So what he does... What they do, they camouflage the power of God. Because, see, Satan comes in that person's life. They bring his so-called power, which is camouflaging God's power. And as long as Satan can keep us soulish and in the flesh and idolizing, he got us where he wants. And God and Jesus Christ cannot be exalted that way. We think we're in church and we hallelujah, praise the Lord, but our mind is thinking soulish. Our mind is thinking fleshly. Mm-hmm. So you cannot. So what happens is that he keeps us from knowing whether the dreams are from God or whether the dreams are from Satan. We get in the spirit of confusion at that point because we're thinking it's God all along. But the whole time we're walking in pride and we're idolizing. Okay. So one of the biggest problems with the church today is dealing with the soulish realm, which is pride. And we're thinking it's the spirit of humility, but it's not. this has been emphasis. There's been more emphasis in church pride instead of humility. Mm-hmm. So what happens is passed down to the parent, to the kid, and the kid's walking around with a big head. Second problem, and we mentioned this already, is rebellion. Now, I know in the islands in Africa, you guys have a serious problem with witchcraft, divination, etc. But in America, it's different. It's a little bit different. We have witchcraft here, but not as strong as maybe your country, Jamaica, Trinidad, or Puerto Rico, or, you know, and some of them even dealing with Santa Maria and all that stuff in Africa and Central America. But in America, we created our own witchcraft without casting spells and putting voodoo on people. We do our witchcraft through rebellion. Like I said, we have TV, we have social media, we have fashion, we have good looks. We have all these children game, beep, 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 beep. They're on the games all day long. They're not out exercising. They're not out playing. Movies, stories. The teachers tell these children about wickedness. And I will not allow my teacher to teach my children, my grandchildren, because my grandchildren are with me. I will not allow her to teach my children about Harry Potter. I will not allow her to teach my children about Halloween or anything that's wicked or demonic. Mm-hmm. I told Miss Sparks straight, Miss Ross, no, I will not do. I will not allow you to do that. That's not what we believe in here. Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, because I know you spoke about, you know, parents having to decipher where the source of these children's dreams are coming from. So then let me ask, how can a parent discern the source of the dream, whether it's from God, from the child's soul, or from the enemy?
First of all, if they don't have Christ, they're going to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. When they get a relationship with Jesus Christ, they're going to have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, evidence of speaking in tongues, understanding and growing in the knowledge of the Word of God by the Spirit of God. The only way they can do this, and I can go right to the scripture on you with this, this will help people out. I want to go to, let's go to, let's see. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This might answer their questions. Look at verse 5. Let's start with verse 5. Okay. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Howbeit, verse 6, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So when we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, what is Paul talking about to the church of Corinth? We have to have that relationship with God where we're speaking to God by his Spirit. And at the same time, we're asking God questions in reference to what we need to know about the child, the dream, and everything. We have to get into God. Because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 14:2, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, and this is your private prayer language tongue, doesn't speak unto man, but he speaks unto God, because he speaks what? Mysteries in the Spirit. So mysteries are meant to be revealed. So at the same time, you're developing a relationship with God through the mysteries, through praying in the Spirit and hearing from God, and not the whole time controlling the whole conversation. You're asking God and you're quiet in his presence. God will either lead you to scripture or you will audibly within your spirit, it'll be an unction in your spirit, where you're hearing the Holy Spirit speak to you and give you direction. So it says, but we speak wisdom, the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So that's for us. That's for us to walk in. God had ordained this. And look at verse 8, where none of the princes of this world knew. For if they had known, they would have never crucified the Lord of glory. For it is written, I have not seen. We quote these scriptures all the time, but we don't know what they mean. Ear have not heard, neither entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love them. But God has revealed them to us by how? By his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. How can you know what another person's thinking? How can you know the heart and mind of that child? How can you know? It's just like I know my grandchildren. Because a lot of my behavior that I've done when I was a child, I see it in my grandchildren. So I kind of understand and I kind of know and I can kind of discern also by the Spirit of God what they're getting ready to do next. And I can kind of speak to them and say, hey, I know what you're getting ready to do. Papa, how you know? Papa wasn't growing up on the back of a bus now. You know what I'm saying? I've been there, done that. Plus, God is revealing a lot of things to me about the Spirit. Because he said, isn't that the way you used to act when you were little? So he quickens my spirit to things about that child. So what man knoweth the things of another man except for the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God is going to reveal it. I mean, I remember when I was young. And I had this tape recorder. And back then, we had the old 8-track tape recorders, you know, because they didn't have the cassettes yet when I was coming up. And the cassettes kind of came later when I was in my 20s. And and I took my box and I wanted to take it to school. And my mom says, if you take that box to school, I'm sensing something bad's going to happen. How does she know that? By the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God revealed it to her. Lo and behold, I took the box to school anyway. As soon as I got off the bus coming home, now I'm talking about New York City. This might not even happen in the Bahamas. I don't know. I'm on the streets of Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens, New York. I get off the bus with my best friend Lester and my best friend Benny. We're coming in from school. Somebody comes up from behind me, snatches my box and starts running the other way. I chased him. And on the run, Trishanna, he pulled out a gun on the run and shot the gun, and the bullet barely skinned my forehead. I freaked out. And I remember what Mom told me that morning. Don't take that tape recorder to school, or something bad is going to happen. And when I came in, she says, you have the tape recorder? Mom already knew. She had intuition by the Spirit of God that something was going to happen. It's just something that us parents have to have. And we have to stay on top of our kids with this. This scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is very, very important. Look at verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. See, we know that we know because we walked this. We've experienced this. We went through the school of hard knocks. Our head was hard. We had to learn, you know, saying, a hard head, soft bottom. We learned over the years not to make the same mistakes again, like the kids are making. So we tried to pour into them what we've been through. But are they listening half of the time? No. Heck to the no. They're not listening.
So, Pastor Allen, Yeah. Mm-hmm. We noticed that, yes, children tend to be more rebellious now, and that's based on the fact that they're more inclined to watching things that are demonic, and they don't even know it's demonic because it always comes in that portrait, you know, that light, you know. And then secondly, you know, they're playing these games and they're playing all these different things that have those, once again, that are demonic. So we can understand why this culture is a little bit different than how it was in the past. And we're going to have to do something about that. Now, I know we're going to take a quick break, but even when we come back, one of the questions I wanted to find out from you is how can parents recognize the difference between a simple dream that may scare a child, you know, versus a dream that reflects demonic influence in their child's life. So we're going to take a quick break, and then when we get back on, then I want you to share that. Now, if anyone who's tuning in now, you want to give us a call, you have a question for Pastor Allen, you can give us a call at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Okay, you can also text us on the Guardian Talk. The text number is 422-4796. If you don't want to call, you can text 422-4796. And international, you can call 1-242-323-6232. Let's take a quick break, and then Pastor Allen will wait for your answer.
The forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Eric brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
Planning a major event? Feeling overwhelmed by the details? Don't let the stress steal the spotlight from your special occasion. At CT Management, we specialize in turning visions into reality. From corporate galas and milestone anniversaries to vibrant festivals and unforgettable weddings, our expert team handles every detail and executes extraordinary events that exceed expectations. The possibilities are endless with the expertise of CT Management. Give us a call today at 820-2809 to schedule your free consultation. CT Management, where passion meets purpose and events become unforgettable experiences.
The Perfume Bar is having a September to Remember store-wide sale. We know you've been busy getting the kids back to school. Now it's time to focus on you. Visit our flagship store, Bay Street and Parliament Street, to experience huge savings on designer fragrances, skincare, and cosmetics. September is something to remember when you shop at the Perfume Bar, Bay and Parliament Street.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Parents, don't ignore your children's dreams. In Genesis 37, Joseph shared his dreams, and though his father dismissed them, those very dreams revealed his destiny. God is still speaking to children today, even in their sleep. And as parents, we must listen, cover, and nurture. That's why I created the Children's Dream Journal, a tool to help you capture and protect what God is revealing to your kids. You can purchase your copy now on Amazon. Let's guard the destiny in our children's dreams together.
Germs can spread fast, but with Lysol, you can go into protection mode. When it comes to your laundry, Lysol Laundry Sanitizer is specially designed to sanitize your laundry and kill 99.9% of bacteria. It can be used on most washable fabrics, including baby clothes, gym clothes, undergarments, towels, bedding, and delicates. Available in sport, free and clear, and crisp linen. Washing your clothes is good. Sanitizing them is better. Lysol, what it takes to protect. Now available at your favorite store.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Your Lane Talk Show with your coach, Trish Hannah. I have with me a guest, Pastor Alan Johnson, and he is talking to us about identifying the spiritual activity in our children's dreams, right? So we're going to get straight into it with the question that I have for you, Pastor Alan. And of course, before I break, the question was, how can parents recognize the difference between a simple dream that may scare a child versus a dream that reflects demonic influence in their child's life? Pastor Allen, you have to unmute your mic. Okay, while we wait on him to speak, I just wanted to state to everyone who's tuning in, listen, we have to be mindful. But when it comes to children, many of us as parents don't always recognize just how active and alive their dream world really is. We always just look at children and we say, okay, well, we brush their dreams aside and we say, okay, well, you know, we'll dismiss this because this doesn't make sense. And just because it doesn't make sense to you doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense to the spirit realm. And so being mindful of that, parents, and no matter how they describe the dream to you, be mindful of it, because you could dissect it based on the various symbols that they describe, or different things that they describe. And of course, most importantly, what we've been reiterating the entire show is to seek Holy Spirit for revelation and insight. Dreams are one of the many ways that God can speak to our children. It's not just because we're adults that God just tune out the children. No, I want you to remember the story of Samuel. While Samuel was asleep, God called him by name. That is powerful in itself. Joseph was 17 years old when he got his prophetic destiny dream. So, I mean, these are just minor things that I want to recall for you. God is no respecter of persons. And if it's something that he needs to say through your children, even if you're making noise and you don't want to hear from God, even when he waits to instill that information in you and you ignore it, at some point, whatever God wants to say to you as a parent, it will come to you. Okay? Is Pastor Allen on yet? Okay. So special, another thing that I wanted to share, dreams are overlooked and dismissed because, once again, we lack knowledge. Yeah. And so because we're lacking knowledge, this is the whole purpose of having these series throughout this month of September, so that we can receive the knowledge that is needed, so we won't be as dismissive as Jacob was to Joseph. Is Pastor Allen on? Pastor Allen, are you there? Praise the Lord. Okay. And so just before we went on a break, we asked you about having to discern when having to identify whether a child's dream is just simply, you know, I was scared because I saw a little airplane that was coming my way, versus, oh my God, I just saw this clown that came with a knife. You know, simple things. How can you tell the difference between a simple scary dream, if you understand what I'm saying, versus a demonic dream within a child? Maybe that wasn't a good example. Maybe another one could be...
Okay, now I got it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, once you understand, go ahead.
Okay. All right, now, we had a young lady that my granddaughter plays with, okay? and she doesn't have God in her life. Okay, parents, they go to church, but it's more of a religious type church. So she's not being given much of a godly foundation on how to live. And this child likes scary movies, scary things, and I'm kind of watching her because I don't want that behavior or my granddaughter get in the habit of watching scary movies with her. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, they start freaking out and getting scared in dreams. So one night she spent the night at our house with the kids, and little did we know, she was sleepwalking. Oh. She got up, opened me and my wife's door, and came in the door, and started mumbling something off in like another language with English mixed at the same time. And see, in my house, and the room where my kids at, we put on praise and worship music. Mm-hmm. So there was something that she was not used to. And the spirit man that was in her, she had a bad dream at the same time. And then all of a sudden she woke up and was pointing to the TV and was frightened about the anointing and the power of God that was actually reminiscing coming off that television. Mm. And it was battling against that demonic spirit that was already in her. And I recognized it right away. And I spoke to her in the name of Jesus. My wife led her right on back to bed. And when she woke up, that child was in her right mind. Now, mind you, before she went to bed, she was in a little bit of rebellion and brought that over here to the house. And I was telling her how, no, we don't do that here. And my children go to bed at this time and blah, blah, blah. So you go to bed at this time. So can we play with the tablets? No. So I did not want them to be in toys with anything that was demonic and spiritually demonic. So when she woke up, the spirit in her was frightened at the spirit of God intervening, coming at her in her sleep. Because in her sleep, she was hearing that praise and worship music. But that spirit in her did not want to really get in, and it was frightened. The spirit, she came in the room, and she was pointing at the television set. And she was pointing at, I thought she said she saw an angel. And it probably freaked her out. And she went right back to bed, woke up the next morning in her right mind. Now, discerning, the safe example, somebody that is from a demonic side and just differentiate from somebody that's of God, that's here from God, that the parents is bringing them up the right way. For example, and I told you the dream about my grandson. And he was brought out of a bad environment into a better environment. And God reassured him and showed him in the dream. He dreamt about his mom. First of all, giving him advice, mother to son, which she gives him good, very good advice. And all of a sudden, flashes came. We were in his uncle's house, who was a bad influence on him. But me, my wife, his auntie, and my granddaughter were all there together. And the Spirit of God was showing me. He was trying to show him that I'm taking you out of your old environment, and I'm putting people around you that can teach you the way so you can start growing up a better way. So God shows children dreams depending on the people. Say, for example, because I pray for my children all the time. Mm-hmm. I even have them get in and they quote the armor of God. They speak the armor of God. They pray that back to the Father. They pray scriptures against sin, like Psalms 19. Father, deliver me from what? secret sins or sins that I don't know. Mm-hmm. And Father, deliver me from habitual sins. And let them not have no dominion over me. They'll let the words of my mouth, you know the scripture. Yeah. So those are the scriptures that they're on. So if they stay in that pattern, more than likely, the dreams are going to come across a little bit more on a positive note where God can speak to them clearly versus the young girl that was kind of brought up the wrong way, where the Spirit of God tried to intervene and bring peace because she's still young. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the parents might have been a bad influence because they watched scary movies and that type of stuff, which we didn't allow. But this little girl loves to come to our house. She loves to come. She tells her mother, there's another little boy named Corey. He comes knocking on the door almost every other day mm-hmm. because his parents are not bringing him up the right way. And there's that Spirit of God in those children sense the Spirit in this house. So they're drawn to this, mm-hmm. and they're drawn to our children. And I sit there, and I wonder, and I sit and shake my head. I said, you know, God, you're awesome. You're awesome. Maybe we can be, and my daughter's like a Meemaw, the Meemaw of the neighborhood. My daughter will not turn down any, my oldest daughter mm-hmm. will not turn down any child in this neighborhood. She's not married.
Nothing.
She's a nurse. Mm-hmm. The kids just come to the house when she's not at work.
That's awesome. Pastor Allen, sorry, I didn't mean to cut mm-hmm. you off. We have 10 more minutes. I just want to read a few of the inputs from Facebook real quick. Mm-hmm. One of them mm-hmm. says, one of the things my daughter is intentional about is praying with her kids at night. As parents, mm-hmm. we have this opportunity to teach them to pray and call mm-hmm. on Jesus. When they have mm-hmm. dreams, they are disturbing to pray. Okay, that are disturbing to pray. And that's something that I do as well. I teach my children. I don't know. Once again, from the time they were like 5 or 6, it was a lot of nightmares that they used to have around that same mm-hmm. time mm-hmm. frame, age frame for mm-hmm. them. But when I taught them how to pray and how to pull things down and rebuke things, my children know how to mm-hmm. do that now, so they don't even come in my room. Another poster stated, we play the Abide audio at night for our kids. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. tool to use to administer the word of God to our kids during mm-hmm. their time mm-hmm. of rest. Okay, and then here's another one that says, some parents are not wise enough to recognize ungodly dreams, but this is where mm-hmm. during prayer, they can ask God for discernment. They can read your book and get, the Children's Dream Journal and get knowledge. Mm-hmm. Kids may not understand initially, but take the journey with it's supposed to be them, I think. That is true.
Exactly.
Right. In mm-hmm. closing, we need to just try to pay more attention to our children. But of course, in order for us to know what God is saying through them, we have to know what God is saying to us as parents, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I don't want to speak too much because I just want you to have the final say just for at least some parting words just about I'll give you 2 minutes, sir, because it's 4:51 and we finish at 5. So I'll give you 2 minutes to say some parting words, maybe admonish the parents who are tuning in, to help give them wisdom on protecting their children's dreams and destinies. So go right ahead.
Now, I know that in this generation, these kids have to deal with what's on the outside of your home. And I want you to listen to this very, very carefully. They got peer pressure in school with the kids. They got people coming at them with outside influences that are not godly. You as a parent, and we always say this in Proverbs, bring up a child in the way they should go. And when they get old, they shall not depart. Kevin's already touched on that. I got that. You have to continue to be consistent and be diligent with them. And you're going to have to speak into their lives. You may have to take scripture and speak scripture, positive scriptures. You shall live and not die. You shall declare the works of the Lord. My children will grow up being obedient. Different. You want to go to scripture first. And you want to find scripture where you can pour into them and have them rehearse those scriptures, even in prayer. Even if they're bad, continue to pour into them. because when they get to a certain age, they're going to be a little bit rebellious, probably after 11, 12, 13 years old. They're going to kind of be to self. But you want to give them a chance to, you don't want to suffocate them. You want to give them a chance to express themselves, and you want to continue to communicate with them. Not put fear in them, but get them to communicate to the point where they can come back and they can speak with you freely without fear. Oh, I can't tell Pops this one, because if I tell Dad this one, he's going to whip me. No, you need to have a relationship with that kid and let them open up about things.
Yes.
And you have an open conversation. If it's like, and I know some kids right now, and even at 9 and 10, which was unheard of back in the days, they're coming to their parents and they're talking to their parents about sex. They're asking their parents about, what's this about sex and da-da-da-da? Well, some of us are old school like me, and we feel that you're not at that age where we are not supposed to talk to you about that. Children are learning a whole lot quicker now. So you may have to humble yourself and stop thinking old school, and you may have to come down and try to tell them, this is what you need to do. This, don't let no man touch you here. Don't let no woman, da-da-da, whatever. And you teach them and you show them at this age that is wrong. And then you show it to them in the Bible.
Yeah.
Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Stay on your child, because eventually in time, that behavior is going to turn around. I'll tell you something about me. Mm. I'm 65 years old. My mother's 90 years old. That poor woman, Trishanna, I put that poor woman to hell when I was a child growing up in New York, because I had peer pressure from the streets and I was acting like the streets. Yeah. And I did things that I don't even want to talk on this air about. But my mother never thought in 1 million years, and my aunties that raised me, because I was so bad in New York in high school, they had to send me to South and North Carolina around my aunts and my uncles and my grandparents. And it kind of humbled me a little bit to be back in the Carolinas, because they were a little bit more stricter, and they'd tear your butt up. And you know how it was back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Allen.
But I got to the point where
We are 4 minutes in, so I don't know if you...
I'm going to make it quick.
Okay,
I'm going to make it quick.
Yeah.
All right. But they never thought in a million years today I would be in a pastor getting ready to be affirmated as an apostle.
Amen.
They never thought that in a million years. So what I'm saying, this is to say to you parents, stay on them. Because I had aunts and uncles, grandmother, grandfather that prayed for me, stayed on me. You have to be consistent. Don't give up on them.
Yes.
Just because they're bad. Don't give them away. I had aunts and uncles that prayed for me. This is why I think because of the prayers of my aunts and my uncles, my grandmother, my grandfather, and my 90-year-old mother is why I'm where I am right now.
Amen.
By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
Don't give
up. Don't give
up
on your children. Amen. Yes, that is powerful, Pastor Allen, because people tend to get discouraged whenever they see that their children are being rebellious or doing their own thing and not listening. Just continue praying. Their prayers are powerful. They are impactful. Do not give up. And as the Word of God says, if you train up a child in the way he should go, when he grows old, he will not depart. That's the Word. You can actually go and give that Word back to God. Say, God, you promised me that he will grow or she will grow up and serve you because of what I have taught or what the guardians around them, the Sunday school teacher has taught. Give God back his Word. Remind him of his Word. And that is so powerful, Pastor Allen. I want you to tell the audience how people can contact you if they want to connect with you and learn more.
Okay. I have a YouTube page, and our ministry is called Restore and Unify International Ministries now because we're now in Africa, in Kenya, Uganda. Hopefully we'll be new in the Bahamas. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just meeting Trishanna. I've known Trishanna for a couple of years, but get in contact with me through YouTube at Restore and Unify Ministries. That's YouTube at Restore and Unify Ministries. Now, we have a radio station also. It's been cut off for the moment because we're working on the webpage. It's going to be an internet radio station for all of you, and it's going to be video audio. It's the first of its kind audio radio station. We're going to be broadcasting a service out of Baltimore, Maryland through North Carolina. And right now I'm building the webpage right now. So this is going to be www.restoreandunifyradio.org. That's www.restoreandunifyradio.org. Or you can go on our YouTube page at Restore and Unify International Ministry, or my page or my wife's page is Lisa M. Johnson, or Alan, Pastor Alan D. Johnson.
Thank you so much, Pastor Alan.
So either way, you can go there. And we're also on TikTok as well.
Blessings. Thank you so much. We have actually no minutes left. And let me just say something real quick. As parents, we must remember that our children's dreams are not just random images. They can be a spiritual battleground. The Bible reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, to be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, he roars or is like a roaring lion, like now, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. That means we cannot dismiss the fears or strange dreams our children share with us. Instead, we cover them in prayer, speak life over them, and declare God's promises, just as Pastor Allen stated. Now, because while the enemy may try to invade their sleep, we know the truth according to Psalm 4, verse 8, that says, I will both lie me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only maketh me dwell in safety. Now, parents, you are the first line of defense over your child's destiny. Stand in the gap. Pray over their dreams and remind them that God has the final say. Now, we don't want to be dismissive like Jacob. Remember, I told you the story how Jacob was dismissive with Joseph's dream, according to Genesis chapter 37. And he rebuked his son's prophetic destiny dream. He never went to God to ask God, what are you telling me about my son? What is it that you want me to know that he's telling me? He never did that. And so because of that, both of them experienced trauma. But the good thing about it is, because God spoke twice to Joseph, that it had to have come to pass. That dream had to have come into fruition. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Those who are on YouTube, those on the Guardian Radio app, those who are on the radio, etc. Thank you for tuning in to episode 147, Identifying Demonic Activities in Our Children's Dreams. And I want to thank our sponsors, Your Lane Life Coaching, John's Shoe Store and Accessories, Airwick, distributed by Thompson Trading, Lysol, distributed by Thompson Trading, Tropical Gyros, The Perfume Bar, CT Management, Bake Party World Template, Bahama Odds and Ends Party Supplies, and Job 3314 Dreamwear. All right, so thank you once again, Pastor Allen, for being a part of today's show. And next week we have with us, God's willing, Christopher Perceptions. His topic is Dream Warfare, Why the Enemy Targets Children with Destiny. You don't want to miss this. I pray that you were all empowered, educated, and encouraged today to listen to your children's dreams. Go ahead and hear what they have to say. And most importantly, when they tell you what they want to say, go ahead and write it down. I have the Children's Dream Journal available for you to write, help them write their dreams or draw their dreams. You can go on Amazon, type in Children's Dream Journal, Trishawn Hannah, where you can order the book and give them an opportunity to draw out what they have dreamt or to write out what they have dreamt. You want to keep those, okay? God bless you and happy Sunday, everyone. Until next week, God bless you and dream well. Bye-bye.
You need to turn up the volume. This message is for you.
Where are you in your dream business? Have you published your book as yet? Do you feel fulfilled in life? Need help with time management? Or perhaps a breakthrough in your marriage? I believe we can help. At Your Lane Life Coaching, Our professional team will help you discover what you really want and take you from where you are to your desired outcome in your life or marriage. Fulfilling your goals is important to us. Call us today at 376-8689 or visit our website at www.yourlanelifecoaching.com.
Your Lane Life Coaching, discovering pathways to progress.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaport, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
Feel the forest without leaving the living room. For over 70 years, Eric has been connecting people to nature, one breath at a time. Infused with 100% natural essential oils, our fragrances are crafted to capture the beauty of the great outdoors. So whether you're feeling floral, citrusy, or just a little woodsy, Airwick brings nature home to you. Available now at Kelly's, Lowe's Pharmacy, and your favorite local store. Airwick, it's not just a scent, it's a nature moment.
Planning a major event? Feeling overwhelmed by the details? Don't let the stress steal the spotlight from your special occasion. At CT Management, we specialize in turning visions into reality. From corporate galas and milestone anniversaries to vibrant festivals and unforgettable weddings, our expert team handles every detail and executes extraordinary events that exceed expectations. The possibilities are endless with the expertise of CT Management. Give us a call today at 820-2809 to schedule your free consultation. CT Management, where passion meets purpose and events become unforgettable experiences.